joining me in KRDO's afternoon studio, news studio, Mr. Jake Skifstad, who is the founder and president of Shield 616, on another big, important, and very ambitious life-saving mission, this time aimed at first responders who most of us don't think of as in need of what you provide. Talk about that, Jake.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having us on here. Yeah, so our goal, and we've had such a wonderful partnership with KRDO in helping our first responders. And so this go around, we're focusing on our firefighters. And obviously, we want to make sure that they're safe out there while they're keeping us safe. And so we're going to be providing them also with ballistic protection to make sure that they're safe out there.
And that's where this gets interesting, because we generally don't understand, why does the fire department have to have body armor?
Yep. Yeah, that's the number one question I get. And yeah, a lot of people, and me too, when you think of a firefighter, you already think of a fire, going to fight a fire, but they do so much more than just fight fires. There's a lot of things that they do, and a lot of it involves them going to where the police are. After a crime happens, you know, there's victims that they tend to, but obviously when you start to focus in on shootings and on active shooter, they're obviously very heavily involved in that, and they are going into danger zones, and we want to make sure that they're being covered and protected.
And a couple of quick examples you can give are even local here of how those firefighters put their lives on the line to protect the civilians around them.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize when there's a shooting in Colorado Springs, I would probably say a vast majority of those shootings, you don't know where the shooter is. They're still not on scene when the police get there. And so these firefighters are coming in to treat victims where we don't know where the shooter is. And we do have multiple examples where that shooter ended up still being on scene. And one of them got very, very close with a rifle to shooting firefighters. And you can see the body worn camera from the police officers. They were forcing the firefighters on the ground and saying, take cover, get down. And that's why they need that protection. We want to make sure while they're keeping us safe, they're safe.
Are you referring to the Halloween shooting in 2015 where the firefighters moved their truck between civilians and in the line of fire?
I'm actually not. This was a totally different example on Academy, but that's another prime example. They were down there with no protection, but yet they put themselves on the line. They put their fire truck in the line of fire to protect a whole bunch of people down there from that shooting that was happening between the police and that suspect. And so, you know, there's a lot of examples. And if you look farther around the country, just a couple of days ago in Hawaii, you had those two police officers shot, and then the shooter ran in and lit his house on fire. And now the firefighters are there having to deal with a shooter and multiple structures on fire.
The bottom line is these guys do not get to stay out of harm's way.
Exactly.
It's not in their job.
And with what happened in Las Vegas, you know, that was a big turning point for the fire departments. When you have mass casualties, the fire department can't wait. They have got to get in there and start treating people. And so that was a big moment nationally for our firefighters across the country to change their tactics, and they are.
Jake, if you don't mind a quick sidebar, you bring with you an extraordinary heart for this work. You were recently a full-time Colorado Springs police officer.
Yep.
You resigned to work on Shield 616 full-time because it got to be so big.
Yep.
But you bring with you that heart from years back. We got you from Minnesota, is that right?
Yep. Born and raised in Minnesota, yep.
Yeah, but you knew when you were a young guy, a little guy, that you wanted to be in law enforcement.
Yeah, you know, I think definitely law enforcement is a calling. And for both me and my older brother, it's the only thing we ever wanted to do. Even as we were little kids, we don't know what piqued our interest from then, but that's all we ever wanted to do. And we got to live those dreams out here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah. And how many years were you on the police department here?
Just under 14 years.
Just under 14. Yep. That's a lot of service.
Yep.
So you know this city's heart and soul.
Yeah. And, you know, for all of our first responders that are out there, there's no doubt in my mind, the vast majority of our community does support them. But a lot of times we don't get to deal with them. They don't have interactions with law enforcement or with firefighters. And so this is an opportunity for anybody, an individual, a business, a church, a foundation, any donation amount, they can make a huge, potentially life-saving impact on a local firefighter. And what makes us unique, and I think why we're so successful, is they can have a chance to meet them and they can have a chance to see them receive that gear. And it's then when it hits home for that donor, what they truly realize what they just did and how special that is.
Jake, a masterful lead into this next, because Wednesday, January 29th, from 5 in the morning till 10 p.m., KRDO and Shield 616 are partnering.
Yep.
We're doing a telethon.
Yep.
We're going to be asking the community to turn out and help provide protective gear for our firefighters.
Yep. And, you know, you guys were so successful. Your viewers and your listeners were so generous last year when we did it for Pueblo. And there's no doubt in my mind doing it for Colorado Springs Fire Department this year, it's going to be successful. And so I want to challenge everyone out there that's listening. You can be part of something special. You can make a potentially life-saving impact. And there is no only. A lot of people say, I can only donate $5 or I can only donate $20. There's no only, because at the end of the day, that all adds up and people's lives are being better protected and potentially better saved. So I want to really challenge everybody to go to the KRDO website. You can find the link on there and they can actually donate right now.
Yeah.
If they don't want to have to try and wait and get on the phone, those phones ring all day long. So they can donate right now leading up to it. And we would love to have your support. And it's great to bring the community together with our first responders.
100% of all donations to Protect the Protector Telethon will go to buying this gear that keeps firefighters safe. For more information on Shield 616 or to donate now, go to KRDO.com. Just like Jake said, click the Protect the Protectors button on the homepage. You can donate now. You can wait until Telethon Day, again, January 29th, Wednesday, this coming week. It's going to be held at the Firefighters Museum.
Yep.
Right in, that's Memorial Park area, right?
Yep, right down there.
Right on Printers Parkway, yeah. Jake, you are an awesome guy.
Well, thank you.
I'm deeply privileged to have you here tonight. We'll have you more. Loves being able to support you and this very important mission. And thank you in advance to the community right now who is going to turn out and help you out. We appreciate that.
We're excited and thank you for having us.
Jake Skifstead, founder, president of Shield 616. Thanks for all you do.